King Lear from Act Owen.
Give me the map there. No, that we have divided in tray our kingdom, and 'tis our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we unburthened crawl to our death. Our son of Cornwall, and I knew our no less loving son of Albany, we have this o'er a constant will to publish or datter several doors, that future strife may be prevented now. The princes, France and Burgundy, great rivals in our youngest daughter's love, long in our court have made their amorous sojourn, and here are to be answered. Tell me, my daughters, since now we will divest us both of rule, interest of territory, cares of state, which of you shall we say doth love us most? That where our largest bounty may extend, where nature doth with merit challenge. Goneril, or eldest born, speak first.
Sir, I love ye more than word can will the matter. Dearer than eyesight, space and liberty, beyond what can be valued rich or rare, no less than life, with grace, health, beauty, honour, as much as child e'er loved or father found, a love that makes breath poor and speech unable. Beyond all manner of so much, I love you.
What shall Cordelia speak? Love, and be silent.
Of all these bounds, e'en from this line to this, with shadowy forests and with champagnes rich, with plenteous rivers and wide-skirted maids, we make thee, lady. To thine and Albany's issues be this perpetual. What says our second daughter, our dearest Regan, wife of Cornwall?
I am made of the self metal as my sister, and prize me at her worth. In my true heart I find she names my very dead a love. Only she comes too short, that I profess myself an enemy to all other joys, which the most precious square of sense possesses, and find I am alone felicitate in your dare highness love.
Then poor Cordelia. And yet not so, since I am sure me love's more ponderous than me tongue.
To thee and thine hereditary heir remain this ample third of our fair kingdom, no less in space, validity and pleasure than that conferred on Goneril. No, or joy, although our last and least, does young love the vines of France and milk of Burgundy strive to be interest. What can you say to draw a third more opulent than your sisters? Speak.
Nothing, my lord.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing will come of nothing. Speak again.
Unhappy that I am, I cannot heave me heart into me mouth. I love your majesty, according to me bond, no more nor less.
How, Cordelia? Mend your speech a little, lest you may mar your fortunes.
Good my lord, you have begot me, bred me, loved me. I return those duties back as a right fit. Obey you, love you, and most honour you. Why have my sisters husbands, if they say they love you all, haply when I shall wed? That lord whose hand must take me plight shall carry half me love with him, half me care and duty. Sure I shall never marry like my sisters to love me father all.
But goes thy heart with that?
Aye, my good lord.
So young, so untender.
So young, my lord. And true.
Let it be so. Thy truth then be thy door. For by the sacred radiance of the sun, the mysteries of Hecate and the night, by all the operation of the orbs, from whom we do exist, and says to me, here I disclaim all my paternal care, propinquity and property of blood, and as a stranger to my heart and me, hold thee from this for her. The barbarous Scythian, or he that makes his generation misses the gorgeous appetite, shall to my bosom be as well nibbered, petted, and relieved as thou, my sometime daughter.